WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Park's coming up at 3 o'clock for Tuesdays with Elliot.
A notable blonde.
He is a notable blonde. Will anyone name him as their go-to blonde is the question. Probably not. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you disappointed in this Eagles offseason? Yes or no? What do you think?
This is hell no. And I'm going to say 80%.
89%. We have some liars here. You can't.
It's been an okay offseason.
Well, what's been okay
great
about it?
It's been okay.
Done well, anything.
What I heard was going into free agency, we can keep two.
Yeah.
So we didn't keep two. We only kept one.
Right.
We replaced them with literally not one notable free agent. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one was a bargain bin guy. Some might work out. Some might not. Some might whatever. We didn't trade up in the draft. Didn't get anybody that anybody was talking about. Now, Jahad Campbell might end up being a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, come on. It's like you could be a little disappointed in the offseason. That's all. Is you can be a little disappointed. Might end up working out, but
so
you could be a little
this.
Disappointed.
What, yeah. What?
Tell the Truth Tuesday.
Well, why should we be disappointed? Because that's what I don't get. Like, if you think about the overall feeling of the team, I don't think people feel like we don't have a chance to go win the Super Bowl this year. This season is going to be a waste of season. We're not even trying to win. Like, I don't think that's the feeling around the team.
Do you think this, if I had said, when the offseason started, if I had said, okay, here's what we're going to do with the guys that we're losing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to replace Josh Sweat with Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari.
Right.
We're going to replace N'Kobe Dean with a draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to replace Darius Slay with Kelee Ringo.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to replace CJGJ with a second round pick and Sidney Brown.
Okay.
We're going to replace Mekhi Becton with Tyler Steen and a guy who was a bust. Somewhere else, maybe, might end up being good here, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to lose Dallas Goedert, and we're not going to replace him with anybody.
Like, I've not lost Dallas Goedert yet.
But, you know, it seems like it. You know, and people would have been happy with all that?
Happy is different than being content. So, and maybe it is the same. Maybe it's a fine line between those two.
Right.
I don't think people would be jumping up and down for joy over it, as I am not, from that standpoint. But also look at the team. The only player that I can say, you know what kind of caught me off guard is CJGJ. And like everyone else, we knew the Eagles were going to have difficulty spending money this offseason. So I didn't expect a star cornerback to come in and replace Slay. I didn't expect them to go out and get some big-name defensive end that would come in and replace Josh Sweat. We always felt that they were going to replace from within when it comes to Milton Williams as a rotational tackle. And even the Mekhi Becton situation, as much as I wanted him back, it's not like he was the linchpin to the offensive line. You still got four other Pro Bowl, All-Pro caliber offensive linemen there. So we all feel like the O-line is going to be perfectly fine, right? I don't think anybody's worried about the offensive line.
No, no, no. I think the offensive line will likely be fine.
Offensive line's going to be perfectly fine. Defensively, listen, we didn't get a lot of sacks last year. And I'll say this. As much as I love Slay as a player, and I did, I'm not going to crap on Slay because he's not here, as we'll do sometimes when players leave. I'm not going to do that with Slay because I think he earned respect for what he did and how he played here. But he wasn't necessarily a playmaker last year.
Slay, no, but he was good.
He didn't get his first interception until the Green Bay playoff game.
I would say that Slay was better than I thought he was going to be last year.
I understand that he didn't shut down a top receiver. Like, we watched him play. He was good for a 30-plus-year-old corner. Would you say he played better than Quinyon Mitchell last year?
No.
And he was a rookie.
But he was also maybe the defensive rookie of the year.
But he didn't have an interception either. At least we saw him.
Well, it's because CJGJ stole all of them from him. Here's part of my disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Is I heard for so long that the cap doesn't exist for the Eagles.
Yeah.
And this entire offseason has been about managing the cap.
But then you heard that from people who don't know about the cap.
Well, even what's-his-face said it. Jake Rosenberg basically said, if there's a way, they can figure out a way to keep everybody. They can keep, if they really want to keep a guy, there's a way they can figure out
it's
a way to keep
Joe
a
Banner
guy.
Say it.
Well, that's what Jake Rosenberg said. He's been there more recently than Joe Banner has.
All I know is I'm saying Joe and Jake Rosenberg also is, well, the proof is in the pudding of what they did.
Sure.
Like, they I mean, it's what they did. So they obviously don't have the flexibility to go out and sign a bunch of people. And quite frankly, if I were to look at, this is one thing we didn't do, because we don't look back at it this way. Go look at the free agent signings. Tell me the players that the Eagles would have signed for the money that they got and would have been a difference maker here. I'd argue this is probably one of the weaker free agency classes when it comes to impact players. Anytime Milton Williams got the biggest contract in free agency, he's at the top of the list.
Yeah, but don't
like,
you...
No, like no other defense. I don't know if any other dynamic defensive players moved around this offseason.
I guess what worries me is that we probably lost the two biggest defensive free agents in football. In Josh Sweat and Milton
but
Williams.
We
in
terms that, of though. His money. We anticipated that.
I guess, but
so if you keep Milton Williams, you can't keep Zach Bond.
But you say we can't.
Yeah.
Well, they chose not to. I don't know if they couldn't have.
Well, here's the thing. They also paid Saquon.
They did, which was also a weird decision.
But the right decision.
I guess.
Oh, it was the right decision.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Fritz?
A weird decision.
Oh, all right, there we go. Thank
dude,
you.
We're talking about the best player on the team.
Last year.
Yes.
Well, you pay players for future performance.
Won the Super Bowl.
You pay players for future performance. They gave him the biggest running back contract there was, and then they went and doubled down and gave him $40 more million.
Because imagine paying somebody $13 million and he's underpaid. Because you gave him a contract based on what they got, what running backs get paid last year in a market that shows a little bit of respect, a very little respect for running backs. And then after the season he had, he is a $20 million a year player. Can we all agree with that?
Was a $20 million a year player last year?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be that this year. You wouldn't make that bet, I don't think. Would you rather give Saquon that money or keep Milton Williams and Josh Sweat?
Saquon, without even thinking about it.
And remember, Saquon was under contract for the next 2 years.
Yes, I still would rather pay Saquon. First of all, Josh Sweat had a great contract year.
Sure, yes.
And it was 8.5 sacks.
Yep, I
agree. Wasn't all-pro, wasn't a Pro Bowler.
Super Bowl MVP.
Okay, a lot of Super Bowl MVPs that played well for that one game. I can run them off to you. Larry Brown, Timmy Smith? Yeah, Timmy Smith had a great game for the Washington Redskins.
Nick Foles.
Jalen Hurts. 215-592-9494.
Well, you can even say Jalen Hurts. Right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, at least
Jalen Hurts has been a all-pro player.
Yes,
Josh Sweat
you're right.
Has not. See, come on. Josh Sweat is not that great of a player.
No.
And they overpaid for him.
I agree.
They overpaid for him. So the Eagles know this, and they're not going to overpay for Josh Sweat.
But they overpaid for a guy they already had.
He's worth it.
Last year.
No, he's worth it, period.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Dave in New York. You're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Dave.
First time calling into this show. I've been wanting to, but only now am I on paternity leave, so I was actually able to call in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yep. You and Jack, two peas in a pod.
Yep, just take all the time off.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I think our kids were born around the same time because she is 2-0 as an Eagles fan, championship game and Super Bowl. So,
okay.
Yeah, sadly, Sutton is too.
Yeah.
Sutton's went 3-0, right? 4-0.
Sutton's never seen a loss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how long's your paternity leave? Hold on, I got a sympathy week.
You had 2 weeks.
You had two weeks.
I have 1 week. So my wife's back at work, and this is my
1 week. There you go. So you have 1 week.
The wife is back at work?
Wait a minute. You have 1 week, and Jack took two. So Jack took 100% more leave than you did.
Well, I took 1 week originally and added the second week. Technically still have 4 more weeks. It was good knowing you all for the month of July.
All right.
So my main point I want to make is, like, of course the team is worse, and I think that's no surprise, right? Like, just given the math around free agency. But I think what's disappointing is paying Saquon and also the draft. And I think for those reasons, it is a disappointing offseason. I totally hear Saquon being worth the money, but you didn't have to pay him. You had him under contract for two more years. And the draft, like unlike last year where we quite clearly addressed the biggest hole in the roster with the two cornerbacks, it's not really clear to me how we address some of the bigger holes. Like maybe Campbell is an edge rusher, but hasn't really played that at all recently. And I think some of the other holes on defense, it's not obvious to me that the team's gotten a lot better there. So maybe some of these drafts just pan out. But I guess on the whole, so like, yeah, I'd say of course the team was going to get worse. The only way that wasn't going to be the case is if Jalen Hurts is Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady and can just carry a worse team. As he gets better, which I don't think is likely.
Well, but by the way, let me say this about what Jalen has the opportunity to do. Ike brought up the Chiefs losing Tyreek Hill. Jalen hasn't really lost. He'll lose Goddard, most likely. But Jalen will have every tool at his disposal to rise to the occasion next year. He's got two great wide receivers. He's got the best offensive line in football. Like, he has Saquon. So, like, if nothing's been really taken away from Jalen. So if there is a rise to the occasion opportunity, it is for that guy right there next year.
Yeah, and we'll see. I don't know if Jalen has that in him. I think if he plays like he did the last three games of the playoffs and does that throughout the entire year, then I think we'll definitely see that. And maybe the team, I think certainly the team will contend for, is a contender for the Super Bowl, even with the step down. But yeah, I'm pretty disappointed with the draft overall. I was hoping, I'm glad that they drafted defense. That's clearly where the holes were. But I didn't think it was a great draft. And the fact that we probably are going to lose Goddard, who I think is underrated in terms of the impact he has on the team when he's healthy, makes me think it's more of we're one out of maybe six different teams to have a shot at it, as opposed to being clearly the best.
Yeah, I think that's fair. They haven't, and Dave,
I wonder what their odds were last year before the season.
Were they? They were top
were they one
three
of six
or
teams?
Four.
Well, coming off the year they had,
yeah.
Were they one of six teams that had a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl, Dave?
They probably were.
I would say
but
no.
I think we all felt much better coming out of that draft. Like, I think we all knew Quinion and Coop were the real deal.
We definitely felt good coming out of the draft.
How the hell could we know Quinion and Coop were the real deal? How many of y'all watched Iowa play? And that goes double for Toledo. No, we hope they were good.
Yeah, but Quinion was pretty much ranked the number one cornerback.
He still was out of Toledo, though.
For sure.
To say we knew it. How many people watch Toledo play?
The Eagles were plus 1,200 last year to win the Super Bowl.
Where was that in terms of? They had to be like fifth or sixth.
Yeah,
right?
Chiefs were higher. Lions and Eagles were tied at plus 1,200.
Well, there you go. Well, that's
as the tops in the NFC?
The Ravens are plus 1,000, so they had better odds. And then I'm trying to see what the Niners were. The Niners are plus 600. So, yeah, so like 5-6.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Going into last year, though. All right. Dave, next question. Give us your go-to blonde.
Legally blonde. Reese.
Reese Witherspoon. We had the ex-husband of Reese right here in
that's
the studio.
Right.
You guys did,
yes.
Ryan Phillippe. Mm-hmm. Shout, Ryan, if you're listening. You're more than just Reese Witherspoon's ex-husband.
Yes.
We love you, Ryan.
He's a big Eagles fan.
You are, like, she's your ex-wife. That's the way we think about it here. That's the way we think about it here.
Hold on. Yeah, where's the brotherhood?
Sorry. I don't even know her name. I don't even know her name, Ryan. I forgot about her. Be complete honest with you. 215-592-9494. Spring is here. As the guy said earlier, I'm moving into my new house on Thursday, and very soon, that house will have new windows from Gaida and a brand new front door from Gaida. I didn't have proper respect for the front door until I went over to Gaida and talked to Ronnie.
And now you're a doorsman.
Well, the front door is the centerpiece of the home. You look at the home, the first thing you see is the front door. Look, if you have to replace those windows like I did, yes. And I went in that house. I was like, oh, these windows need replacing. Now I'm excited to get that triple pane glass in there. That high efficiency, low E glass. Oh yeah, call Gaida. You know you've had to replace those windows, and maybe even the door as well. And it's a good time to do it. It's spring. That's when you get those little jobs you've been putting off all winter. Gaida's going to help you out. 20% off everything. So that's off, 20% off of that insulated front entry doors, 20% off the sliding patio door, also which I'm getting, 20% off every expertly installed energy-efficient window. You start your project with no money down, so you could walk into Guided with no money in your pocket and interest-free financing for up to 3 years, 36 months. This is a limited time only. There are restrictions. So what I want you to do is call 877-GO-GUIDED. Get all the details from them. They can set up your free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to goguided.com. That's goguida.com. So we've been talking about whether they will or will not lose Dallas Goedert. There have been breadcrumbs from Howie all offseason that seem like they will lose him. He was asked the question directly. Here's how it went.
Do you see a path where Dallas can come back at this point? And is that the one place maybe you're still a little bit uncomfortable?
Dallas is a heck of a player, heck of a person. Certainly don't want to do anything publicly where we're discussing anyone's business, but have so much respect for him. Been to two Super Bowls together, and obviously would love him on this team. You know, you always love having Dallas on this team, but we're not there right now on any of that. But love Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, I mean, this is. I think they definitely. My gut is they want him on the team, and it's just it's a much lower number. But I just keep going back to on the number part of it. If they're not like they have what 20. I don't know how much the draft is going to eat into the cap space. We'll get with Elliot on that. Yeah. I think they had about $20 million going into the draft. So of cap space, you figure maybe they lose $6 or $7 million of that. You know,
to draft picks.
To draft picks, but then. Like, what are you doing with that cap number? I guess is my question. I know you want to win the negotiation to some extent, but I guess if I'm the Eagles, and I know the Eagles always want to have a little bit of cap flexibility within the season in case something were to come up, but what is that cap space doing for you at this point? I guess that's my point.
Yeah.
I know you want him for a little less money because he misses games, so on and so, he's older, but what's the purpose here? Again, I think they're just better off having him. They're a better team if he's on the team.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we've been saying that from the beginning. I think most fans want him here if it can work out. But this certainly feels like it's a money thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really boils down to the Eagles not wanting to pay Dallas Goedert whatever it is he's due to make this year. Because if, let's say, Goedert wanted to get an extension, right? And they couldn't come to a deal. Okay, then he just plays out the final
year
of his deal.
That's my point, is just play out the year, have him on the team.
What type of now, they did this with Josh Sweat last year.
Yeah.
What type of pay cut did he take?
I think he made $9 million last year.
Yeah, and I don't know.
And maybe they guaranteed it or something.
I don't know what how much did it come down. I don't know if he went from 20 to 9.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You know what I mean? So,
do you think that part of this, from a cap standpoint, do you think there's another deal they want to make? Do you think there's a big deal?
No.
Is there a TJ Watt? Is there a Hendrickson? No.
Nope.
Now, I just can't figure out what they're doing with that cap number. Like why it's such a big deal? That's my
question. Yeah, because I don't, and then I don't know what the ramifications are if they were to release him. I mean, we're gonna ask Elliot. Like, I'm wondering if you could just release him, then you release him and move on from him. If he isn't willing to take a pay cut, you're gonna have to release him anyway, right? If he's not gonna take a pay cut.
Well, if he's not going to, you either release him or he just plays on this year.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But it seems like the Eagles want him to take a pay cut.
It seems like he's not going to play on this year.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, if they cut him before, it's okay. So here, it makes it even more confounding when you look at it, right? So his cap number now is 11.7.
Okay.
If they release him before June 1st, his cap number is 21.3.
Okay, so they're not going to do that.
Right. If they release him after June 1st, his cap number is 9.5.
Oh, then they're going to wait until June 1st.
Yeah, but then they only save $2 million on the cap.
Well, what I can't figure out about that is that they designated Slay as a post-June 1st cut when they cut him.
They did.
So they can just do that?
They can do it. It's like you have to wait until June 1st. You can designate
Right, but
someone.
I think they were definitely, they knew that they weren't going to trade Slay, so it's really just let him go ahead and find something for
agency. They think he has more value, right?
Yeah, they're actually trying to get something in return for Dallas.
But it's a fifth-round pick or a fourth-round pick. That's what makes it frustrating.
Right?
Just keep him.
Just keep him.
Dude, you got 20 picks over the next 2 years.
Yeah, you don't even need a pick.
We don't have enough roster spots for all those
picks.
Well,
here's the other thing.
Who's starting at tight end?
Well, here's the other thing.
Grant Calcaterra.
I don't know. You didn't make tight end a priority in this draft.
They didn't draft one. And there were a bunch of tight ends in this draft.
Then what's the plan if it's not Dallas Goedert?
That's what I'm saying. They signed one bargain bin guy for a tight end, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, but it's like a blocker, I think.
Okay.
Not like they do need that, but still.
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still not more valuable than having Goedert on the team. Yeah, I have no idea.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah,
and
they
tried it. You tried it. You tried bringing him into the draft,
right,
hoping somebody would trade for him. By the way, the one team that Elliott kept talking about as a potential trade partner just drafted the best tight end in the draft, so they don't need Dallas Goedert.
Yep.
You know, you're not going to trade him. You're not. Just keep him. And Dallas, take a little bit less. Make them feel like they won. You know, I also wonder,
I don't know about that.
Well, I also wonder.
I don't know about that.
I also wonder this. If you're Dallas Goedert's agent and you are now in this situation, and you look and you say, if you didn't want us, you could have designated me as a post-June first cut at the beginning of free agency and given my client a chance to go explore the market.
Yeah.
Now, there's no room.
Right.
Anywhere for him to make money.
Yeah.
So now they like if I'm Dallas Goedert and I'm Dallas Goedert's agent, I feel a little annoyed that you.
Well, that's why it's even less likely he takes the pay cut.
He's already
costing money.
Right. You've already cost him money.
Yeah.
Just keep him. All right. We'll ask Elliott. I'm gonna drill down on Elliott here because Elliott insisted they were gonna trade him for something.
You remember he probably tried to.
Well, you know, he partly won Eagles Insider of the Year on his Dallas Goedert stuff. So This could hurt him. It could hurt him in 2026.
Yeah, as long as we can remember.
All right. 215-592-9494. It's okay to admit it. Tell the truth Tuesday. Are you a little disappointed in the Eagles offseason? I sure am. I'll tell you, speaking of disappointed, Elliott Shore Parks joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.